Chapter 7. Captain Boomer. One day, we came near a British ship called the Samuel Enderby.
"Hello there! Have you seen Moby Dick?"
Ahab asked the captain of the British ship. Captain Ahab was standing with his artificial leg in the special hole on the deck. The captain of the Samuel Enderby was lying comfortably on the deck of his ship. His name was Captain Boomer. He was an attractive man, about 60 years old. Captain Boomer had an artificial arm made of white bone, like Ahab's leg.
"Do you see this?" was his answer to Ahab.
"Yes, I've seen the great white whale."
When he saw Boomer's artificial arm, Ahab was excited.
"Put one of the harpoon boats in the water," he said. "I want to talk to this man."
Ahab sailed in the harpoon boat to the Samuel Enderby. A few of us went with him. When we arrived at the Samuel Enderby, we discovered a problem. On our ship, there was special equipment to help Ahab get on and off it. But he couldn't get on another ship with an artificial leg. The crew of the Samuel Enderby quickly found a solution. They sent down a large hook. Ahab put his good leg into the hook, and they pulled him up. When Ahab got to the ship, Boomer extended his artificial arm to welcome him. The artificial arm hit Ahab's artificial leg and made a loud noise.
"I'm happy to have you on my ship," said Boomer.
Ahab immediately started to ask about Moby Dick.
"Where did you see the great white whale?" he asked. "How long ago did you see him?"
"I saw him last year on the equator," said the British captain.
"And did he take your arm off?" asked Ahab.
"Yes, I lost my arm because of him. And did he take your leg too?" asked Boomer.
"Yes. What happened to you?" asked Ahab.
He was very interested in the entire story. He wanted to know everything about his enemy.
"It was the first time I sailed to the equator," said Boomer. "I didn't know about Moby Dick. One day we were trying to catch 4 or 5 whales. My harpoon was deep inside one of them. This whale pulled us round and round. Suddenly, he came to the surface. He was enormous, and he had harpoons in his tail."
"It was Moby Dick. Those were my harpoons," shouted Ahab, excited. "Tell me more."
"Give me an opportunity to tell you," said Boomer with a laugh.
Then he said,
"This great white whale started to cut my rope with his sharp teeth."
"That's an old trick. I know him," said Ahab.
"But he caught his teeth in the rope," Boomer continued. "How did this happen? I don't know. He pulled and pulled. He was determined to escape, and I was determined to catch him."
Boomer stopped for a few seconds and looked at Ahab's excited face. Then he continued his story.
"I followed him," Boomer explained. "Then I threw another harpoon at him. And then, suddenly, everything became black. The white whale hit the boat with his strong tail, and the boat broke into 2 parts. I fell into the water, but I held onto the harpoon in Moby Dick. The enormous animal suddenly started to swim in a different direction, and the rope cut through my arm. Moby Dick went deep into the sea and pulled me behind him. From then on, I remember nothing."
Boomer turned to one of his sailors and put his good arm round his shoulder.
"This excellent surgeon here saved my life."
The surgeon started to explain.
"It was a terrible cut," he said, "and it soon became black, and so I cut it off. I didn't have another option." "But what happened to Moby Dick?" asked Ahab impatiently.
"Well, we didn't see him again for a long time," said Captain Boomer. Finally, we saw him twice, but we didn't try to catch him.
I won't try to catch him again.
It's too dangerous. I might lose my other arm.
When did you last see him? Asked Ahab. Which direction was he going?
He was going east, I think, said the British captain. But why is it important to you? It was a year ago.
Then he shouted,
Good God! Are you crazy? You don't want to catch him. You mustn't try.
But Ahab wasn't listening any more. He was still determined to follow his plan. He didn't say anything more to the captain. He ordered us all to return to the boat immediately. On the way to the Pequod, Ahab stood in the harpoon boat with his back to the Samuel Enderby. He didn't look at Captain Boomer again.